not become successful. Artaah, purposes. Arabdhah, attempted. Cha, end. Puna punaha, again and again. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. A foolish person who manufactures his own ways and means through mental speculation and does not recognize the authority of the sages who lay down unpeachable directions is simply unsuccessful again and again in his attempts. Purport. At the present moment, it has become fashionable to disobey the unimpeachable directions given by the acharyas and liberated souls of the past. Presently, people are so fallen that they cannot distinguish between a liberated soul and a conditioned soul. A conditioned soul is hampered by four defects. He is sure to commit mistakes, he is sure to become illusioned, he has a tendency to cheat others, and his senses are imperfect. Consequently, we have to take direction from liberated persons. Krishna consciousness movement directly receives instructions from the Supreme Personality of Godhead via persons who are strictly following His instructions. Although a follower may not be a liberated person, if he follows the Supreme Liberated Personality of Godhead, his actions are naturally liberated from the contamination of the material nature. Lord Chaitanya therefore says, "By my order, you may become a spiritual master." One can immediately become a spiritual master by having full faith in the transcendental words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and by following His instructions. Materialistic men are not interested in taking directions from a liberated person, but they are very much interested in their own concocted ideas, which make them repeatedly fail in their attempts. Because the entire world is now following the imperfect directions of conditioned souls, humanity is completely bewildered. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Actually, I prepared for the next verse. Somehow I... A foolish person who manufactures his own ways and means through mental speculation and does not recognize the authority of the sages who lay down unimpeachable directions is simply unsuccessful and again in his attempts. Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar, he wrote our constitution in 1950s. I think he hails from somewhere in Maharashtra, somewhere in Nagpur or somewhere, and he was actually subjected to lot of discrimination. Like he cannot sit on the same table and eat. He cannot sit on the same table and listen to class. He was actually ostracized. So that is why he became very angry with the system, and especially that time people were following Manu Samhita very strictly, and that Varnashram Dharma and Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, and the discrimination was there. They applied the discrimination without understanding the intent of all these divisions. The purpose of Varnashrama system is not to discriminate people, but rather depending on their nature and abilities, promote them to higher statuses of life. It's not at all discriminatory, but it is actually to help them. But people in Kali Yuga, Brahmanas, they have misunderstood, and they are simply very proud, and they themselves are not following strictly, and they were saying everybody should accept us as Brahmanas and do whatever we tell. So, and then so his main purpose was to denounce all Vedic literatures and Manu Samhita and all that. And he had his own religion, you know, based on Buddhas, like that, you know, the Dalits, like that. So, because of this, and then Jawaharlal Nehru also, he contributed. He said, what is the use of, you know, having temples? All these electricity projects, dams and all, industrial enterprises, they were real temples. You know, they were real temples. So like that, they, all these leaders especially, they contributed to the fall of our culture, where people would follow Vedic literatures very strictly, you know. So like Srila Prabhupada said, like 1000 years Muslim rule, you know, they could not actually disturb Hindus who are following Vedic literatures very strictly, you know. And then 300 years of British rule, you know, they also could not disturb the Hindus. And there is one guy, I forgot his name, he wrote that these Hindus, they are so perfect that they don't steal, they don't drink intoxicants, you know, and you can leave their, they leave their homes, you know, without being locked. They go here and there. So if you really want to really take over India, we have to destroy their culture first, he wrote. You know, we have to destroy their culture. Otherwise, so that is why they have appointed Wilson, Henry Wilson, who wrote Vishnu Puran, and they appointed so many other, you know, Christian missionaries and all. They've learnt they've learnt Sanskrit, you know, specifically, and you know, they wrote all these comments and all that, you know, to denounce our Vedic literatures, you know, Vedic literatures. Even then, people are very strong. Our Hinduism was very strong, you know, where people follow very strictly the instructions of higher authorities. But once we got independence, the Congress rulers, especially Jawaharlal Nehru, Ambedkar, all these people, they have destroyed our culture. Yeah. Where they were asking, why should we follow? Why should we follow all these people? You know, let us decide what is to be done. Who had seen, you know, all this next life, you know, Bhagavan and all this, who had seen? Later, they were actually, they would denounce that actually all these sadhus who are practicing in Himalayas and all, and Vrindavan and other dhams and Haridwar and all, he was saying, you know, they were all parasites. They were not contributing anything to the society. You know, they were simply burden on the society. Like that, they were denouncing. I said, let us work hard. You know, let us work hard and earn our own money and produce results. You know, it became their theme. And why should we follow? Like that. So, it is now Prabhupada writes, it has become fashionable to disobey the unimpeachable directions given by the acharyas and liberated souls of the past. Presently, people are so fallen that they cannot get distinguish between a liberated soul and a conditioned soul. So, it is, that is why people are actually they are suffering so much because they are not directed properly. Because punde punde binaruchi, every mind has one idea. Every mind has one idea. That is why it is strictly ordered, you know, instructed that, you know, one, we should follow our superiors in our life. Period. Because that Srila Prabhupada also established this ISKCON society. Then he made this system where all the devotees, like he wanted a ISKCON, like a military unit, where all the people, all the devotees, they follow the higher authorities very strictly, without questioning. Like authority says some seva and do like this, and somebody may have a idea, different idea of doing the seva, you know, and immediately if he doesn't, you know, he wants to implement, do the seva in his own way, you know, not as per the authority's instructions. That is actually disobeying the orders of the spiritual master, right? Because Srila Prabhupada actually wanted that, you know, everybody should follow the instructions of the, you know, higher authorities like temple president or GBC. Sometimes we may have a difference of opinion, and we may suggest that, you know, maybe the seva can be done like this. It can be done like this. That other the authority may consider it and he may change it. But suppose if he insists that no, it should be done like this, the devotees should be very humble and follow the orders of the authorities. Otherwise, everybody has their own idea and everybody wants to do in their own way, and there will be chaos in the society. Like now we are experiencing that in our society now. So a conditioned soul, we are always prone to commit mistakes. We prone to commit, we are prone to become illusioned, you know. Then we have four defects. Then everybody, we are actually conditioned. So Srila Prabhupada is a liberated soul, is an acharya, and he has given us instructions how to practice Krishna consciousness. And then we should read Srila Prabhupada books, you know, very carefully, and you know, carry out the orders of the spiritual master very strictly. Then we will be very successful in our lives, right? So nowadays, even Srila Prabhupada disciples, some of them, they criticize Srila Prabhupada, you know, saying that you know, Prabhupada's views on women or black people, you know, they are outdated. But actually, they are not the views of Srila Prabhupada, they are the views of Vedic literatures, and Prabhupada simply repeated them in his books. Prabhupada may say anything, but actually in his own life, Prabhupada never discriminated between men and women. He had given equal chances, equal opportunity for women, you know, to follow, practice Krishna consciousness, you know. So Srila Prabhupada actually, he even, nowadays Matajis are not allowed to give Bhagavatam class or go on the altar, but during Srila Prabhupada's time, Matajis were giving classes, they were taking care of the deities, like that. So Prabhupada never discriminated. So we should see how Prabhupada is a Nitya Siddha, liberated soul. And, you know, he had given us all these books, his instructions, you know. He is a person without any faults, without any mistakes. Prabhupada never did something, he never said, he did something, oh, I had done a mistake, I have to correct myself. You know, so once Srila Prabhupada was there in Los Angeles, in the garden, and some reporter, he was asking, how do you take decisions in your society? Thoda reduce karan volume. Srila Prabhupada said, I consult with Krishna and take. Hitnandabhu was there at that time. He was trying to say, actually super soul is there in the heart and he takes directions from you. Prabhupada said, no. I consult with Krishna and take. So Prabhupada was, like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, it is said, like if you go to the Sri Chaitanya Mission, that mutt where his Samadhi Mandir was there. So Giridhari Gandharvika deities, they are Giridhari Gandharvika deities. So it is said that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, when he was having a fight with some of the Babaji's in Jagannath Puri, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he advised him that, why are you wasting your time? Do your own job. Of preaching Krishna consciousness. So he went to Navadvip and then he was chanting throughout the day. And then he was sitting and he would not eat with his own hands. He would eat with like a dog. He was performing severe austerities and penances and chanting 300,000 times like that. So Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, all of them, they came to him and told, Babu, you go to Calcutta, what are you doing here? You go and preach Krishna consciousness. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur replied that I cannot do all this preaching and all. I cannot collect. I am not very good in collecting money and all. For running these missions and all, you need a collector, good collector. Everybody cannot collect money. So I cannot do all these things. I don't have an expertise. So Rupa Goswami told, We will send it. You go. So he went and then he started. So it is said that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he would consult with Srimati Radharani. He would go into the altar, close the door and consult with Srimati Radharani and to run the mission. Like that, in the same way Srila Prabhupada, So many people, some of the Gaudiya Math people, they criticize, that they were once, one Gaudiya Math people, they were staying in the guest house. I arranged a room for them. So they were so much besotted with not eating carrot. they won't eat carrot, it seems. I told, for us, Srila Prabhupada did not object. So we will eat carrot. Right? So they sometimes they say, oh, Srila Prabhupada actually reduced, chanting of 64 rounds. To 16 rounds, right? Some devotees, they may have apprehension that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, that unless somebody chants 64 rounds and cooks, he is considered fallen and Krishna won't eat from his hands. Right? But Srila Prabhupada actually introduced this, chanting of 16 rounds. Because he's a Nitya Siddha, Srila Prabhupada indicated many times, that he consults with Krishna. So Mahamani Prabhu, once he asked Srila Prabhupada, your Guru Maharaj, he advised to chant 64 rounds, but we are only chanting 16 rounds. What will be our fate? So Srila Prabhupada replied that my Guru Maharaj will take the devotees through front door of Golok Vrindavan. I take them through back door of Golok Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada replied like that. So once one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, do you feel anxiety any time? Prabhupada replied, no, I am completely dependent on Krishna, but I do have one anxiety. So they asked Prabhupada, oh Prabhupada, what is that anxiety? Prabhupada said, my only anxiety is what is there in Krishna's lunchbox today. whether it's I am missing Sandesh from Krishna's lunchbox. So Srila Prabhupada said, all those who follow my instructions, Prabhupada was having a discussion. He went to do some program in New York. They were arranging some lecture, and they wanted to hang one the mic. They were not finding any rope. They forgot. And then Allen Ginsberg, he offered his shoelaces to tie the mic. Prabhupada said no. Then Naranarayan Prabhu was there. He said, "Give me your Brahmin thread." Right? Usually, we are not supposed to take out Brahmin thread, even if it becomes contaminated. Okay? Even if it becomes contaminated, while changing and all on Ekadasis and all, we should actually wear the Brahmin thread. And we should tie them together through our thumbs, and then we chant Gayatri once, and then take out the old thread and throw it out. So that is one is not supposed to never take out the Brahmin thread once gets initiated. Srila Prabhupada doesn't care for all this. Hey, give me your Brahmin thread. So they use the Brahmin thread to tie the mic and all that. So Srila Prabhupada was describing, what will happen in Kali Yuga. He said, in a due course of time, the Ganges and Yamuna and all, they will dry up. There will be no fruits to eat. There will be nothing to drink. Then Allen Ginsberg asked, what will happen to all your disciples? So Srila Prabhupada said, all my disciples, they are very advanced devotees. They all will go back to Godhead by that time. Then Allen Ginsberg asked, what about me? You also should join our devotees. Otherwise, I will eat you and you will eat me. Then Srila Prabhupada said, destiny of all Hare Krishna devotees is all of us, one day, we will join in the picnic of Shri Krishna along with his cowherd boyfriends and eat his remnants, direct remnants. The destiny of all Hare Krishna devotees. So, we should have complete faith in, Srila Prabhupada's words. We should not manufacture our own process. Nowadays some people, they go to Narayan Maharaj here and there, Gaudiya Math. They think that ISKCON is not sufficient, Prabhupada's books are not sufficient. We want to hear some Rasika Kathas. All these people, they want to do all, many people, they leave ISKCON nowadays. They go to Babaji's here and there. Because they don't have faith in Prabhupada's words, that just my books are enough. You just read my books and you follow my instructions. I will take you back home, back to Godhead. So what else we need? What else we need? So for this, actually, we need a lot of faith. Somebody was saying, you can do very little with faith. There is some slogan. I remembered another slogan. You cannot do anything without faith. Right? They were saying, you can do very little with faith. So I told, you cannot do anything without faith. So that faith, in the words of the spiritual master, is very much, that is the only qualification. If you have that faith, in the holy name, in the words of the spiritual master, it will take us back home, back to Godhead, effortlessly. But if we don't have that faith, then we have to struggle very hard in our lives. So that is the difference. The devotees, so many devotees, they live in the temple. For some people, it is very smooth. The progress is very smooth. For some devotees, they are always struggling. So if we do introspection, we will know that we don't have sufficient faith in the word. So that is why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed also. So this Krishna consciousness, not only we should practice, but we should give it to others also. We should give it to others also. Just like Prabhupada is quoting that, by my order you may become a spiritual master. One can immediately become a spiritual master by having full faith in the transcendental words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and by following His instructions. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you know, Yare dekho tare kaho Krishna Upadesh, Hamara Ajna Guru Hai Tare Desh. So, Sri Prabhupada writes, somebody may say, I don't have qualification. Prabhupada said, only qualification you should have to become a spiritual master is just repeat the words of your spiritual master. Just like somebody sends money order, and the postman, he may not be a rich man, but he is actually delivering the post, money order. Yeah. So like that, we just deliver the message of Krishna consciousness, like that. So then people will get benefited. Like that, described in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, that when Sudama came to Krishna's palace, he was wearing dirty clothes. He was very thin. You know, his bones are visible. You know, and he was completely looking ragged, very poverty stricken. So when he entered the palace of Sri Krishna, Krishna came running. You know, Krishna came running, and then he he immediately touched his lotus feet, and then he brought him inside, you know, in the bedroom of Srimati Rukmini Devi. Like in Andhra, it is nowadays there are not many rooms, but in our houses we used to have big rooms. Nobody, like even if the guests come, nobody is allowed inside the bedroom. You know, they were only made to sit in the drawing room. Bedroom means it's a very private room, you know, only husband and wife, and nobody else is allowed in that room. It's a private thing. But Krishna is so merciful. He took him in his bedroom and he washed his feet, and then he poured on his head. Then he put water, you know, he sprinkled this charanamrit on the heads of all his wife and everybody. Sudama himself was shocked, you know. Vishnathesh Thakur comments that, what is this, you know, Krishna is behaving like this. Did he recognize me, or he is thinking someone else? Why is he doing all this worship, you know, to me? Like that. And then all the palace vasis, they were assembled and they were completely shocked. Are this Lakshmipati? Huh? Lakshmipati himself, took the Sudama inside his bedroom and he is washing his lotus feet, and Rukmini Devi was fanning him. And what happened to Krishna today? And they were actually praising that, what punya, you know, Sudama must have performed. That, you know, Krishna is actually receiving him so grandly. What, you know, like that. They were completely astonished, you know, to see the good fortune of you know, Sudam Brahmana. Yeah. So there are two kinds of punya. One is actually that punya that we get by doing some good karma, pious activities, and punya that we get by doing some ajnata sukriti in devotional service, by unknowingly serving some pure devotees. So because of this punya, where by unknowingly serving a pure devotee, you know, one gets you know, to associate with a pure devotee again. You know, this is the like it is said, you know, Ambarish Maharaj, he had a brother Paparaj. He was a very sinful person. He's so sinful. And one day Ambarish Paparaj happened to meet Narad Muni. So he said, he asked Narad Muni, I heard that Lavamatra Sadhu Sangha Sarvasiddhi Hoy. You know, even by Lava means fraction of a second. By associating with a pure devotee, even for a fraction of a second, one becomes perfect. How do you understand that? Narad Muni did not reply. He just smiled and left. Later on, he went to Yamaloka because he committed so many sinful activities. Yamaraj, he had meeting with Yamaraj. So Paparaj said, before you punish me, I have a doubt, please clear. He said, what? I heard that Lavamatra Sadhu Sangha Sarvasiddhi Hoy. Just by having a fraction of a second association with a pure devotee, one becomes perfect. How do you understand that? What perfection you will get? Yamaraj, he's a Mahajana. He said, I don't know. Come, let us go to Brahma. We'll ask Brahmaji. They went to Brahmaloka. Brahmaji, we have got a very doubt, serious doubt. He said, what? It is said in the Shastra that Lavamatra Sadhu Sangha Sarvasiddhi Hoy. You know, what perfection you get by having a fraction of a second of association with a pure devotee? Brahmaji has four heads. He was started scratching his four heads and said, I also don't know. Come, let us go to Shivaloka and ask Lord Shiva. He is known as Vaishnavanam Yathashambhu, topmost Vaishnava. They went to Shivaloka. I said, Lord Shiva, we have got a doubt. What is that? Lavamatra Sadhu Sangha Sarvasiddhi Hoy. It is said, Lord Shiva has five heads, Panchamukha. He started scratching his five heads. Said, I also don't know. Let us go to Vaikuntha and ask Lord Narayana. They went to Vaikuntha. And they asked Lord Narayana, it is said that, Lavamatra Sadhu Sangha Sarvasiddhi Hoy. How do we understand that? Lord Narayana smiled and said, this is what happens. Yamaraj, Mahajana, one of the Mahajanas, Brahma, the supreme creator in this world, and Lord Shiva personally bring a sinful person to Vaikuntha Loka. So this is the benefit of meeting a pure devotee. Right. So we should give, Prabhupada said, I am non-different from my books. So we should give Prabhupada to all the people. So that is why all the assembly people in Rukmini's palace, they were wondering, oh, what punya this man has done that Krishna is personally washing his lotus feet and Rukmini Devi is fanning him like that. So this is the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that you give this Krishna consciousness to everybody like that. Then of course sometimes we should not think, oh, I am giving Krishna consciousness sometimes, in neophyte enthusiasm. We catch somebody and start preaching him, bombarding him, and for 3 hours we won't leave him. For 3 hours we won't leave him. And that man, he will have such a bad experience. Next time when he would see a Hare Krishna devotee, oh my God, Hare Krishna devotee, no way, 3 hours will be gone. We should not think that, I am preaching and this person should start chanting 16 rounds immediately. No. We should plant the seed of devotional service. Somewhere, some place, he will become a devotee. It's not that, we only have to make somebody a devotee and he should follow us. We should plant the seed of devotional service. like that. Somehow, like in Mayapur, they had one person. They had taken a land from them, and then somehow he did not want. He wanted it back. So devotees have refused, and then there was a court battle. You know, for many years. So throughout this court struggle, the devotees are very nice to that person. Every time they would meet him in the court, they would give him some prasad. You know, like that. And ultimately that person won. You know. So then, but after 2 years, you know, he had a realization that the, you know, because of, you know, taking prasad and all that, you know, that he had a change of heart, and then he came back and told, please take back the land. I want to give it back. So devotee said, "Are, if you had this realization 8 years back, we would have saved all the court money, lawyer fees." Right? So sometimes, you know, by giving little prasad, you know, we can actually change the people. Like that, somehow we should, you know, transform, you know, people's heart. You know, sometimes by giving a book, like that, we can actually help in, you know, people, you know, transform, bring revolution in the people's lives. Like that. So that is once somebody asked Prabhupada, you know, when he came back from America, he had so many temples and all. One Indian gentleman asked, how did you achieve all these things? Srila Prabhupada said, I took Kartal, I went to Tompkins Square Park, I chanted Hare Krishna. So that guest said, that is okay. How did you achieve this? Srila Prabhupada said, I took a Kartal, I went to Tompkins Square Park, I chanted Hare Krishna, everything came. That man, you know, he did not believe. That is okay. How did you achieve this? You know, nobody, you know, so many temples in the 10 years time, you know, all opulent temples. Somebody said, Prabhupada, same, you know, I took Kartal, you know, I went to Tompkins Square Park, I chanted Hare Krishna. You know? So Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj says, there are many good scholars in Gaudi Math. You know, but Abhay Babu, you know, he was called as a, you know, paka grihastha or something. You know, they did not regard him very highly that time. But he was very successful. Prabhupada was very successful in spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world, because he is different from us in one way. That he had unflinching faith in the powers of the holy name of the Lord, which we didn't have. You know, which we didn't have. So Srila Prabhupada simply believed that, you know, simply by chanting Hare Krishna, you know, we can achieve perfection. You know, by, we can spread this movement. So he did that. Right? So we also don't need to do anything else, you know, except chanting, doing our sadhana very perfectly, and everything will come. Prabhupada said, you do this nicely and Krishna will send the money and the resources. I had a old acquaintance with Radhesham Prabhu. When I used to go to IIT, he was a student that time. So once he sent some of his student devotees to me, said, give us some directions. You know, how to collect money. I laughed and said, you are all pure devotees. You are chanting and hearing Bhagavad Katha, you know, practicing very strictly. You don't have to do anything. You don't need my suggestion for collecting money. You just do whatever you are doing. Krishna will send you the money. There is no need to do anything else except, you know, having faith in the words of the spiritual master and chanting Hare Krishna very nicely. There is no need to do any. You don't have to tell lies. You know, you don't have to run after these rich people. You know, you just do your sadhana nicely, pakka. Everything will come. Men, money, resources, everything Krishna will send. But if you don't do that and do know, try so many marketing techniques, nothing will happen. So today, Srivas Thakur's disappearance day. So Srivas Thakur, Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. There are five Panchatattva. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself. Sri Nityananda Prabhu, his expansion. Sri Balaram. And Advaita Acharya is Sadashiva or Mahavishnu. These three personalities are Vishnu Tattva. And Srivasadi, Gadadhar Pandit, he is energy of Krishna. And Srivas Thakur is representation of a pure devotee. So Srivas Thakur, he is actually incarnation of Sri Narada Muni. And he, they are all five brothers. They are originally, they are from Silhat, in West Bengal, 30 kilometers from Navadvip Mayapur. So he had five brothers, and one brother, Nalini Pandit, he had one daughter, that is Narayani. And then Nalini, and these four brothers, Ramai Pandit, you know, he is actually Parvat Muni. And Malini Devi, she is the wet nurse of Shri Krishna in Vrajalila, Ambika. So Srivas Thakur, he is a very great devotee. He is elder to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by about 30 years. So when they shifted to Navadvip Mayapur, they were living around 200 meters away from Jagannath Mishra's house in Mayapur. And they are very close to Sri Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata. So when Sachi Mata became pregnant with Sri Nimai Pandit, Sri Malini Devi, she used to come and give her advice how to take care of the baby in the womb and take care of herself and all that. And that way they are very close. So Srivas Pandit, he is having a premonition that Sri Krishna himself is going to appear in Jagannath Mishra's house. But by the will of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they could not recognize him immediately. So during Srivas Thakur's time, condition in Navadvip Mayapur is very bad. People are very materialistic, and they were only interested in performing gorgeous marriages, and they are not at all interested in worshipping Krishna and chanting the holy names of Krishna. And then he became very, later on he became very close to Sri Advaita Prabhu, and then they all had a form of union, and then they were actually chanting and hearing Bhagavad Katha and doing Sankirtan among themselves. And they were always hoping that Sri Krishna himself should come and start this Sankirtan movement. You know, they were hoping like that. And then later on, Nimai Pandit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his childhood, in his youthful days, he was performing the pastimes of as a very arrogant scholar. Then what happened once, he used to call everybody and defeat them. You know, so he would invite devotees also for an argument. So Srivas Thakur is a very humble and meek Vaishnava. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would request challenge Srivas Thakur to come and have a debate with him on logic and all that. Srivas Thakur would offer pranam and said, "No, I am defeated. I don't want to waste my time." Like that. So one day Srivas Thakur called Nimai Pandit and he advised him that, what is the use of studying all this logic and scholarship, all this scholarship, grammar and all that. So the result of all this logic and scholarship, all the knowledge of all this, Vedas and all, should be that one should become a devotee of Krishna. So if you don't become a devotee of Krishna, then what is the use of all this scholarship and all? So why are you wasting your time? Why didn't you become a devotee of Krishna? You look like Narayana. They all become attracted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And whenever they would see Nimai Pandit walking on the streets of Navadvip, they would remember Krishna. And they would always pray that why can't, you know, this, if my Pandit becomes a devotee of Krishna, then, you know, everything will change. They were hoping. So Nimai Pandit smiled and told, yes, of course, if I get mercy of blessings of pure devotees like you, maybe one day, you know, I will become a pure devotee. Like that. He would smile and say, one day, then later on, they were fed up with Nimai Pandit's scholastic arrogance. So when they would see Nimai Pandit, they would change the path. You know, Nimai Pandit would catch, you know, go running and go catch them. Said, hey, you seeing me, you are changing your path? You don't want to meet me? See, one day I will become such a pure devotee that all of you will come and touch my feet. Like that he would joke. So later on we went to Gaya and then he manifested the pastimes of being a pure devotee. Then Sachi Mata, she became very disturbed seeing the condition of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then everybody was saying that, you know, he is suffering from some wind disease, you know, Vayu, you know, some Vayu imbalance. He became mad, like that. So everybody was thinking like that. Once Srivas Thakur came to Sachi Mata's house, and Mahaprabhu, as soon as he saw a pure devotee of Lord, he became so ecstatic, and then he started chanting and dancing, and so all the ecstatic manifestations are present in his body. And then when Srivas Thakur saw, then he understood, oh my God, what a personality, who can manifest such wonderful Krishna prema like that? He must be a great devotee. He was thinking like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approached Srivas Thakur. He said, everybody thinks that I am mad, some wind problem I have got. What is your opinion? Srivas Thakur smiled and said, it is a good wind. I wish I also have this wind problem. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Srivas Thakur and said, oh, you have saved my life today. If you also opined that, you know, I am mad or something, my life would have been finished. You know, I am indebted to you. Like that. So one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Shiva Sangan and he went directly and sat on the throne of the Lord, where, you know, Srivas Thakur worships his Lord Narayana deity, and he manifested the form of Lord Narayana, and then he started blessing all the devotees, and Srivas Thakur and all, they all glorified him. And then there is one servant of Srivas Thakur, her name was Dukhi. She was always, you know, lamenting and crying and all that. She didn't have a parents and all. So she was servant in Srivas Thakur's house. But she is a very faithful servant. Every day she would bring water from the well, or Ganges, and for worshipping the deities and all that. And then she would see the wonderful kirtan pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And she would shed tears of joy. You know, secretly she would see like that. And then Mahaprabhu said, who is this girl? Srivas Thakur said, she is Dukhi. Are, how can a person in your house be Dukhi? From now onwards, she is Sukhi. You know, she will be very happy in Krishna consciousness. Right? Prabhupada also said, devotees who are practicing Krishna consciousness, they should always be joyful. If a person living in the temple, if he is not Sukhi, he is Dukhi, Prabhupada said he is a rascal. Somebody is morose, always going to temple president's office and this devotee has done like that, this devotee is doing, you know, always complaining. That means he is a rascal. Always dukhi. Right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indicated, somebody is practicing Krishna consciousness, he is always should be joyful. Always happy. Right? Somebody asked Prabhupada in London, why did you come here? Prabhupada said, all these your young people, they are become hippies. I want to make them happy. What is a hippie? That interviewer asked. You know better than me. Right? So, one more time, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing kirtan pastimes, he was in complete ecstasy. Srivas Thakur's only son died. only son died. And then Shivas Thakur heard the crying of the house ladies, and then he immediately went and said he did not want Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan pastimes to be disturbed. And he immediately went and told that, you know, this is the arrangement of the Lord. By the will of Krishna, we come in this world. By the will of Krishna, we go out of this world. So there is no cause for lamentation. This is a moment for happiness and joy, because this soul must have passed through so many wombs. Now he has come here, and then he saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan pastimes and left the body, you know, thinking of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What other you know, good fortune a person may require? So now you don't cry. It is natural that, you know, mothers, they would cry. Then Shrivas Thakur said, if you don't stop crying, I will go to Ganges and commit suicide. Then they stopped. And then Shrivas Thakur came, and then all. After some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt that I am not enjoying the rasa today in kirtan. You know, then he said, what happened? Some tragic event has taken place in this house. Shrivas Thakur said, when your beautiful lotus face is visible, you know, what tragic incident can take place in this house? You know, nothing. Then some of the friends of Shrivas Thakur told that his only son died. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, why, Shrivas, why you didn't tell me? You know? Why you didn't tell me? Then Shrivas answered, my Lord, you yourself are, where you are present, no sorrow can be found. What a tragic event. Why didn't you tell me of this unfortunate news before? I will explain, Shrivas Pandit replied. I could not tolerate disturbing you while you are enjoying Sankirtana. If one of my son dies, what sorrow is there in that for me? If we all die while seeing you, that would actually be a matter of great happiness. On the other hand, if you would have to stop dancing, then perhaps I would have died. My Lord, it was the great danger that I feared, and thus I didn't tell you at that time. So then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went inside, and then he tapped that boy. Hey, little boy, come back. You know, so that boy came back and said, he asked, hey, why are you going away? You know, why did you leave Shrivas Pandit's house? So that boy replied that, actually, my dear Lord, by your arrangement I came in this house. So my time has finished in this house. Then I will go somewhere else. I have gone through so many wombs, you know. This is my last womb, like that. Since myself and then after say, my Lord, I have taken birth and died repeatedly. But this time, at the time of death, I passed away quite happily, having taken darshan of your beautiful face. Later on, that boy went away. That soul went away. Like that. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, hey, Shrivas and Malini Devi, now onwards we are your sons, myself and Nityananda. So Nityananda Prabhu, he would live in the house of Shrivas Thakur, and then he would perform avadhuta pastimes like a madman. Sometimes he would not wear clothes and all that. One day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to Shrivas Thakur and he asked, hey Shrivas, you belong to a very high Brahmin family. And this man, avadhuta madman, we don't know what is his caste, where from he came. Suddenly he appeared in Navadvip Mayapur. What is his family background, we don't know. Now by keeping him, by eating his juta and all, you know, you are actually spoiling your caste. Why are you keeping this madman in your house? You know? Shrivas Thakur cried, said, Mahaprabhu, this is great injustice. You are testing my faith. Are you testing me? Even if I see Nityananda Prabhu coming out from a bar or from a woman, you know, still I regard him as very high. I will not lose faith. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cried joyfully and said, he embraced Shrivas Thakur. Hey Shrivas, you have so much faith in Nityananda Prabhu. By this faith, you have purchased me today. Said, not only you, your family members, your servants in your house, they all will get Krishna Prema by my mercy. Then this Narayani was there. He tapped that girl. Hey Narayani, cry in Krishna Prema. Then she started chanting Hare Krishna and started crying in Krishna Prema. So Narayan is son only, Vrindavan Das Thakur, who wrote Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Then he said very interesting thing, that in future it may happen that Lakshmi Devi may become poverty stricken and go begging, but I will make sure that such a thing will never happen to you. You just chant Hare Krishna, all the supply, all the necessities will come at your doorstep. Like that. So Srivas Thakur and his family members, they would only simply chant Hare Krishna and all the supplies used to come at his doorstep. Like that. So there are many wonderful pastimes of Srivas Thakur. Like one day there is this guy, Gopal Chapala. He became very envious of Srivas Thakur, and then he kept the paraphernalia worship, that is worship for Durga Devi, at his doorstep. So Srivas Thakur saw, and then he called the neighbors and said, "See, he wanted to prove that actually he is pretending to be a Vaishnava, but he's actually a Shakta." Right? So Srivas Thakur came and called all the neighbors and said, "Just see how I am a hypocrite. I am worshipping Durga Devi." All the other neighbors and all, they were very aghast. Said, "Hey, who has done this? Who has done this? Such a rascal." After 3 days, Gopal Chapala became stricken with leprosy. And so severe leprosy that his organs and all, they are falling off. Sores happened and blood was oozing out, pus was oozing out. So he was suffering so much. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came back after taking sannyas, he came to Kulia Gaon. Then he begged forgiveness from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and asked him, "Please relieve me from this disease." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You have offended Srivas Thakur. You go and beg forgiveness from him. Then if he forgives, I will also forgive." Then he came and begged forgiveness of Srivas Thakur. And Srivas Thakur is a very noble Vaishnava, sweet-hearted. And he immediately forgave him. And then he became free from leprosy. Like that. There are... So like that, there are... today is Srivas Thakur's disappearance day. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Navadvip, after taking sannyas, he left Navadvip and went to Kumarhatta and started living there. So every year they would come to Mayapur and have darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is one of the kirtan leaders during kirtan in Sri Jagannath Rath Yatra that time. Hare Krishna. Srivas Thakur ki, Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Anybody has any question? Question?
Hare Krishna Prabhu. So Prabhu, you are telling also about collection, giving some tips and all. So also there is one letter somebody wrote to Prabhupada, that Prabhupada is from Hawaii or some temple. The devotees wrote to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, we are taking care of the deities very nicely, we are maintaining a very high standard, and we hope that Krishna will send money." And then Prabhupada wrote back, "No, money is not going to come back. You have to go out, you have to go out and collect, you have to go out and preach." Yeah, I just want to say something about this.
What I am saying, that just like one of the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, he said, if book distribution goes on, if Harinam Sankirtan goes on, if Prasad distribution is going on in the temple, the temple is managed properly and Krishna will send everything. Right? So what I am saying, that we don't have to apply some marketing techniques. No, we don't have to worry about money. We should simply do our duty. So, Prabhupada said, go out and do book distribution. Right? So, if you go out and go do book distribution, these Christian missionaries and all, the Vatican is the richest religious body. They supply money. So they sell Bibles, and they don't sell Bible. They give free. Prabhupada said, never give my books free. They will not give value. Right? So Prabhupada said, go out and do book distribution. So they were actually, in America, I myself had experienced, I gave one Ishopanishad book. I was talking to Union Park in New York. We had a book table and then I was there. I was preaching to some people. And then one person, I gave one book, Ishopanishad. It may not be costing 50 cents or maybe more, not more than $1. But he gave $20. He gave $20. So, in the beginning, so we do these three things. Harinam Sankirtan, book distribution, and then, prasad distribution. Krishna will send money. So we don't have to do any schemes and marketing techniques. This is what I am saying. You know, Krishna will send if you do this. Is it clear?
One more question. So you are telling about that Prabhupada never made any mistake in his life. No, he didn't say that I did something and afterward he would say, no, it was a mistake. So then again you are telling that we have to follow the authority blindly and whatever they say. Of course you have to follow authority. But the point is that we are prone to make mistakes. We may do some mistakes. We are not at the level of Prabhupada. So those who are working under us, so why not there be some room for conversation or discussion? Why they should follow us blindly?
I mentioned that if you have a point, you can always discuss. If you have a viewpoint, you can always discuss with that authority. And if that authority insists that still you should do this way, we should do that way only. Sometimes he may agree, okay Prabhu, your idea is good, let us do like that. But we should not think that my idea, so many devotees they left, right, movement, because they have a difference of opinion with their authorities, saying that service should be done like this, and that person says service should be done like this. Because of that, they left, right? What service you do, that is not important. How you do it, that is important. So the whole purpose of doing service is to develop, humility and submissiveness. Not that I want to show that I am such a talented person, that that everybody should acknowledge. That is not the purpose of living in the temple. The whole purpose of living in the temple is we have got this disease of disobedience. That's why we are in this material world. So we have to rectify that disobedience. That is why we are trained to follow. Is it okay? Not satisfied? Huh? Hare Krishna. Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.